Representative Boeheim, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you on this morning, and I appreciate your flexibility because I jammed up the schedule yesterday that was on me. Let's start off with HB 933. Louisiana is the only state in the union that requires licensures for flowers or floral dealers. You're looking to repeal the examination and licensing requirements for retail and wholesale florists and creates a floral dealer permit. What does this look like and how's it going?
Well, we got it out of committee. We got it off the floor the other day, passed by a very wide margin. So it's heading to the Senate. They go to the Senate committee. Probably will be going there within the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty optimistic. We had a very strong vote in the House. And here's the deal. We have talked about trying to change the way we do things in Louisiana, particularly when it comes to occupational licensing. Yeah. And we are one of the, we're one of the most overly licensed states in terms of occupations.
Yeah.
We need to have a license for everything in Louisiana to do any job. And when we're the only one with something now, the florist license may not seem like a big deal, but the fact that we have had to fight so hard to get rid of something so minor tells you what the mentality we're up against, and that that you've got this culture in the state of trying to lock people out of the marketplace. And there are some sincere people who reach out to a florist that are afraid that if we get rid of this, oh, we're going to shut down. We're going to lose half of our businesses here. And that's certainly not our intent. My intent is to grow, pardon the pun,
nice.
To essentially grow the flower market by having a lot of these florists that are operating off the book, so to speak, into the commercial area. I mean, you've got people selling flowers without a florist permit. I mean, that's happening. It's happening out of garages. It's happening out of backyards.
Yeah.
Some businesses aren't advertising that they do this, yet they do it. And this is going to generate more revenue for the state. We're going to expand sales opportunities for flowers. Like, you know, I've seen in other states where you have flower vending machines. You see them at airports, you see them at cemeteries. That's going to be something that could expand in Louisiana if we get this bill through. So my goal is to get people to buy more flowers and make, as it were, more force for making money across the board, both the ones who have got the flower license, the florist licensing, and those that are been doing this practice on the side and they're just gonna openly sell it and follow the rules and pay taxes.
State Representative Mike Boeheim is with us. Mike, how much of this bill is about florists and how much of this bill is setting up the first domino to open up a world of entrepreneurship here through a number of knocking down a number of different licenses as well? Whether you're talking about interior design, cosmetology, hair braiding was a big one last time around. Like the number of times that our state steps in the way of somebody who wants to start a business on their own, or I shouldn't say steps in the way, puts up roadblocks. It's a bigger issue here, Mike, than just florists. It's saying we stand in the way of business.
Well, it's not just the state. Because the state itself, I think, and to some degree, doesn't really care that much.
Yeah.
It's the special interests that push that exploit the state's powers, police powers, regulatory powers, because they believe they're getting a degree of protection when they're really not. And I've tried to explain that to people. So this is not going to make or break your business. If your business is going to collapse due to the expansion of competition, then your business was hanging on by a thread to start with. You know, and that's just reality. If you need the state to act as a buffer to competition, then you're doomed before we did this. But you mentioned hair braiding. I had a bill that on to get rid of the licensing for hair braiding, which, by the way, do you know what you need in order to braid hair?
Hands.
That's one element. That's the other.
I assume you're talking about the training that goes into it. I don't know.
Comb.
I'm sorry?
A comb.
Oh, a comb. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what you need to braid hair.
Yeah.
And this is not, we're not talking about some full-on cosmetology training here. It is something, some people learn it, you know, when they're young. But that, we had a meeting with Commerce yesterday, and all of these cosmetologists showed up saying it's not fair, it's a risk to the public. I'm like, and every potential scenario, scalding water being dumped on people, even though our bill, point blank, says you cannot use chemical bonding techniques. I mean, we went through great detail change in this legislation to break it down. This is what we need to do. Oh, the self sanitation kit test isn't stringent enough. Well, we asked the question: What is the safety and sanitation test? We had people from the cosmetology board there. We had the lawyer from the cosmetology board there. None of them could explain it. None of them could give us a detail.
Right.
It would just talk about something else. The whole thing is a racket to protect the status quo.
Yep.
And so you go back to your question, you know, how much of this is really about the issue and how much of it's about tackling the greater goal? And it's both. I mean, look, my grandmother was an artist. She arranged flowers. She raised flowers. She arranged it. She didn't sell them. You know, she gave them away. That's what my grandmother did. But to think that my grandmother, who is very talented, would have had to take a test in Baton Rouge to decide to sell some of her creations.
Right.
I mean, it is a license to produce art in Louisiana. And that's something, first of all, First Amendment, generally, reasonable interpretation would say that you can't do. And secondly, there's no public interest in the matter in terms of protecting the public interest. I mean, we're not talking about florists, you know, an unlicensed florist mixing some flowers up, and all of a sudden you got the monster from Little Shop of Horrors popping up. Or oh, he crossed this baby's breath with this rose, and all of a sudden we've got some mutant pilot running around killing people. I mean, it's the hysteria, but it is endemic. It is a sign, though, of what we're up against. It's the mentality, the psychology of the state, where people use the state as a buffer to protect themselves from competition. And look, people around the country are looking at these debates. They're not looking at just how much success we have, looking at how much opposition we have to overcome.
And, oh, yeah.
And this is a sign of whether we're serious about creating a new Louisiana that's open to economic opportunity and business, or is it just rhetoric? And people are taking note of this. And I could tell you right now, this is a lot harder climb than you would have thought. I mean, we had this Republican supermajority. We got this new conservative Republican governor.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I'm in the belly of the beast. There ain't a whole lot much change than what we're seeing. I'm seeing the same mentality pervade a lot of the legislature.
Yep.
And it's disappointing. But you know, it's Louisiana. We have a mentality that goes back to the French colonists, and it's going to take more than the election of one party in a sudden election to just change this. It's going to require a lot of time, and you know, just And we got the forest bill through, but we had to defer the hair braiding.
Which is baffling to me. Because it's such a one-on-one. That's a business you could do in your home.
Hours debating this. Because everyone has an excuse. Everyone's got a boogeyman. Everyone's got, this fear, this phobia. Everyone's got a squeaky wheel in their district. A florist said, this is going to put me out of business, and I need you to fight for me.
No, just be better at your job.
But that's not how politicians react.
I know. Y'all have to actually sit here and listen to it.
They get four calls, and all of a sudden they're Chicken Little, and they think the sky is falling.
Yep.
You know what? If more legislators had the mentality that they're here to do a job, and at the end of the year, at the end of the term, look, you made some people mad, you made some special interests mad, they're going to put up money against you, they're going to work against you. And if you don't keep your job, it's not the end of the world. You could go to bed at night knowing that you gave it your all. And I could tell you, the legislature, we already have a base salary of $16,800 a year. You ain't get rich being a legislator, you go broke being a legislator.
No.
And if people have this citizen mentality of we're here to do right and not here just to get reelected to move on to the next step, then Louisiana government, Louisiana politics would be a better place. But we're not quite at that destination yet.
He is State Representative Mike Boeheim. Mike, I had 1, 2, 3, 4 more bills to cover with you, but we are straight up out of time. We got to get you back on very, very quickly because you got a lot in the hopper right now that we need to talk about. So we'll look at getting you back on in very short order.
Call anytime, Brian. Enjoyed it.
Always, Mike.